First of John chapter 4. Beloved, do not believe every spirit. And what he means is everybody who claims that they've got the Spirit of God. Because there are all sorts of people going around saying, oh, God's spoken to me, this is what God is saying. He says, don't believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And this is how we know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that admits that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. So the key, crucial, critical, important thing is what people are teaching about Jesus. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, of which you've heard that it should come, and it's already now in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And all the time you keep reminding yourself of that. When things go badly in the world, you may be persecuted, you may have all sorts of problems, that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world listens to them. So the world will listen to what they want to listen to. They are of the world, so they speak of the world, and the world listens to them. We are of God. He that knows God listens to us. He that is not of God does not hear us. This is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So those who teach in line, in accordance, in agreement with what the likes of John and Paul and Peter taught, they are the people of the truth. And as he said, it all comes down to what is your view of Jesus. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He that does not love does not know God, for God is love. So you see that knowing God is not necessarily knowing things about God, but having a relationship with God. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to get the forgiveness for our sins. So it's not that we loved God and were so good and therefore God decided to be kind to us. He took the initiative. He first loved us. And as the Bible says elsewhere, we love because he first loved us. And that is what love is about, taking the initiative, that you don't just be kind to those who are kind to you. You don't love those who love you. But you go out of your way to love someone by being kind to them through you taking the first move. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is completed in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us, because he's given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. But although Jesus is the Saviour of the world, not everybody in the world is going to be saved, because not everybody wants to make use of that. And this is what is so tragic, that there's so much wasted potential, that people could live forever and receive God's Spirit and know his love, but instead they mope around in their own lives because they don't want to humble themselves to accept him. Whoever will confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that lives in love lives in God and God in him. Herein is our love made complete or mature, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear is related to torment. He that fears is not perfected in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that doesn't love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God, love his brother also. So we can't say that I love God and just do nothing for other people, and it's all just in our head. In the end, the proof of our belief in God is our actions, because love is not just a vague idea, it is about action. And suddenly we cannot hate our brother.
There's a flood.
We cannot hate our brother, because if we do, we do not love God. And it is really as simple as that. So true love is absolutely paramount. This is what, in the end, true Christianity is all about.